Supposing, guess what we're going to use as an example? Oh, my. Water. Tell you what, I actually put you guys out here in front, so I can face the adults and face you at the same time. I don't have my back to them, man. So, okay, now, how about if I get some of the adults to get involved a little bit with this morning? You think that'd be good? Now, I want to see how much we've actually learned. The Feast of Tabernacles, we said it's like water, and some of you are like, water. Now, wait a minute. There's not a single person here who doesn't need water all the time. How many of you used water today? Did you take a shower? Did you go to the restroom? Did you wash your hands? Why did we use water to wash our hands?
To get all the germs out and everything else.
We wash our hands so we can clean ourselves, and we use water to do that, don't we? Water's to drink, that's right. And we use, what examples did Papa Bear use for examples of how the water's like tabernacles?
As water's for gargling and spit out the germs and everything.
It is. In fact, Mr. Kimbrough was talking about using water with some salt in it, which we talked about how salt was a preservative, and that was to kill those bad germs, right, Mr. Kimbrough?
Salt water.
You know, out of the mouth of babes. Here we are talking about salt water, and she said that there's a whole ocean of your salt water. So, do you think that God has left us here at the Feast of Tabernacles with a lack of water?
Yeah.
No, we don't have a lack of water. We got a lot of water, don't we? We got a whole ocean right over here, plus swimming pools, plus everything else. Well, today, let me go back to where I was started. I talked about, first of all, cups. Remember the cups that I used on the first day? Caleb, what did we say about the cups? What do we want the cups to be like?
Remember one cup had what inside?
It had writing in it, and the other had nothing in it.
That's right. One cup had writing, and some of those things that were writing was, I mean, I won't forgive, I have bad thoughts. Okay. I tell you. Hold on. Don't pull the cord out.
I drink bath water.
Confessions also. How many adults drink water sometime when you're in the shower? You put your mouth up and just can't let it run in your mouth. You ever do that? I've done that. Do you? I like that. Sometimes I just let it flow over my face and it just feels so good.
Your body feel better? And, like, I drink apple juice so I can make my tummy feel better even.
You know, there's a principle, I don't know if you understand it or not, but Tiffany just gave a principle that when you're in the shower and you're letting that water flow across your body is having the electrical currents to be realigned in your body. And when you take your shoes off and you walk along the beach in the ocean where that water has been upon that sandy soil and everything, it helps to adjust the electric currents in your body. There's a big principle about the healing properties of water. How many have even just simply sat in a tub of hot water with maybe some Epsom salts because you had aches and pains? Huh? Yes.
Sometimes,
Oh, I tell you what, the excitement to have the microphone and to talk, this is a good thing. All right, now let me get on with where I'm going. Okay, now hold on.
Drink apple juice.
How many here drink apple juice? Listen, as adults, we need to find as many things in common with children as we can. Use that to your advantage, because it gives you an opportunity to talk to them on their level, all right? I drink apple juice, too. I love apple juice. I've made apple juice from apples. Okay, now Papa Bear is talking about Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, he's talking about how the Feast of Tabernacles is like water. And today, we're going to talk about one more way that it is exactly that. What I would like to have is maybe Dale and Carol and Ray and Susan and if you, the four of you would stand in the middle of the floor here between these chairs, and all of my children would stand up. All of God's children here, stand up. And have you four stand in the middle. Okay? Now, we built a temporary booth outside our door here because the children were coming out of Egypt and they dwelt in temporary booths. That was something that was a type of Feast of Tabernacles. That I'm to teach you that we dwelt in temporary booths coming out of Egypt, which is sin. And I said, pinch yourselves, because your body is a temporary dwelling. Someday, each and every one of us will die, and this body will see corruption. But the children, when they came out of Egypt, they had a problem. Turn around and look at the people over here. I want you to use your imagination now. Pretend that all of these white chairs and all of these people is a sea. And guess what? The children of Israel came to this sea, and there was Pharaoh and his army. They were here, and they were going to kill them. They were going to take them back into captivity. And the children had to go through all of that water. But guess what? There was no road through that water. And so Moses said, stand still and see your salvation. And he held his rod over that water. And look at these people here. And as Moses held his rod out, that water began to part. It began to part. And all of a sudden, where all this water was, there was a path. Now hold on. Where did that temporary or the portable mic go? Is that in the back? Ron has it? Ron, bring me that portable mic up here, please. All right, it's coming. Now look, the children of Israel, they watched it. That wind blew and they were... All night that wind blew. All night that wind blew. And in the morning... No, we're not going to blow on the mic. We're not playing it. Ready? And then Moses said, he held his hand and he said, start walking through. So start going through the middle of the sea. Start going through. They went through on dry ground. Oh, come. They went through. Okay? Joel, get up there and pretend you're Pharaoh. All right, now get over here. Yelling, I'm scared. Okay, here comes Pharaoh. He's coming. Come, Pharaoh. You're ready, water. You know your part, right? Okay. And what happened to Pharaoh? He drowned. He sure did. Okay. Now, come on to front, because I'm going to talk to you. Thank you. Well, let's give our water a big hand, shall we? All right. Now I want all of my children to sit down on the floor here. I want you to sit down. Yeah. You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that when the children of Israel went through the Red Sea, God made them to be baptized. Now, why would they be baptized? What did it take for the children of Israel to go through that Red Sea? Huh? It took faith. That's right. They were baptized. That's right. He does want us to be good, you know? Because they went through. Listen what happened. They went through the Red Sea. They went through the Red Sea, and when they got to the other side, look at what had just happened. God had delivered them from Pharaoh and his army, and they drowned in the Red Sea. And when they got to the other side, you know the very first thing that God says, and yet there were some of them that he was disappointed with. There were some of them who had just come through that experience, and when they went into the wilderness, God was disappointed with them. They were supposed to be going to the promised land, weren't they? And you know what? We're supposed to be going to the promised land, and that's why we keep Feast of Tabernacles. That's why we keep the Feast of Tabernacles, because we're supposed to be going to the promised land. Now, I want you to all lay flat on the floor. I want you to all lay flat on the floor. Marcia, would you bring me my Bible? Lay flat. Lay totally flat. Lay totally flat, because this is what we heard yesterday. This is what we heard. Listen. Here it is. This is from Psalm 29. Okay? Shh, listen. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Why? The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. And I'm going to read. I'm going to tell you about one time when God's voice was upon the waters. John the Baptist was at the Jordan River. And you know what he was doing to all kinds of people like you? What was John the Baptist doing at the Jordan River? He was baptizing people for the remission of their sins. And these people were laying down in the water like you're laying down. And then they would be brought up out of the water for their sins to be forgiven. Okay? Now, John was in the Jordan, and he had all these people that he was baptizing, him and his disciples, and they were baptizing. And all of a sudden, here come one other person to be baptized. Who was that? Jesus. That's right. Jesus came. And John said, "Oh, don't ask me to baptize you. I have need to be baptized of you." And Jesus said, "Oh, I have to be obedient to my Father. I have to do this because it is required." And so Jesus laid down in the water just like this and was baptized. And as he came up out of the water, guess what we saw? The dove came down, and what did we hear? We heard a voice from heaven that said, "Behold my Son, in whom I am well pleased." The voice of God was over that water. It was over that place of baptism. Now I want you to sit up. I want you to sit up. Because when we're baptized, we go down under the waters of baptism, just like Jesus did in obedience, and we're supposed to be what to ourselves? We are supposed to be, are we supposed to be doing our own thing in our carnal way? No, what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be a new person doing things God's way. Because when Jesus came up out of the water, Jesus was always obedient. But this was a step of obedience to be baptized. And so that is what Feast of Tabernacles is about, is some more water. Water that we're supposed to be buried in with Christ and raised up. It's an opportunity for those of us who've been baptized to rethink what it is that we did when we were baptized and how we're going to live because we are baptized. I want you to all stand up. Okay, I want you to stand up. Because once we come out of that water, just like we use water to do what for our dirty bodies? Clean. We're to clean our dirty bodies. When we go in the waters of baptism, what's supposed to happen on our inside? We're supposed to be cleaned up. That's exactly right. So, how we when we receive Jesus as our Savior because we need cleaning. He's our Savior, but we're not to live like the world, are we? We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to live like God wants us to live. Now, how many of you are seeing Feast of Tabernacles like water? When you go home, you're going to be thinking that the Feast of Tabernacles, it reminds me of water, or water reminds me of Feast of Tabernacles. Any of you adults? I don't see any hands from out there at all. We need Jesus in our lives. We need to be clean on the inside, and we need to do what he tells us to do. I believe this afternoon is an invitation for those who want to be baptized. Is that right? So if God has laid this upon your hearts, talk to Mark or whatever, and we will have a, there'll be a baptism. But that's what this is all about. That's what Tabernacles is all about. That's why we come together, to encourage one another. All right, let's give our children a big hand. They are the future of the church.